You will hear a woman introducing Beechwood Holiday Village. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Thank you for coming to this introductory talk. Firstly, I'd like to welcome you all to Beechwood Holiday Village, or welcome you back if you've stayed here before, of course. Well, first things first, sorry to start with this, but we've seen quite a few cars parked on the road leading to the town today. Please note that guests should park their cars in the designated area by the main entrance. At busy times that can become very full, and for when this happens, there's an overspill parking area to one side of the village, on the far side of the pool. There are always plenty of spaces there, and it's just by the river, so you won't get lost. We ask you not to leave your cars on the road because local residents use it to park on, and if they can't find a space, we get some angry phone calls. So thank you in advance for your understanding about this. Now, as I'm sure you're all aware, the village is divided into two zones. The larger zone at the front of the complex, where we are now, is the family zone. The children's play area is here, between the main car park and Sandcastle's restaurant, where we're sitting now. Of course, everybody is welcome in this part. Then on the other side of the river, we have the adults-only zone. I expect those of you who've checked into this part are hoping for a peaceful holiday. So those of you with kids, please do try to make sure they understand that they shouldn't cross the river. Down the far end of the adult zone is another restaurant and attached bar. As you'd expect, that's also for adults only. But it's open at lunchtime, so those of you with kids taking part in our kids' club activities don't need to miss out. You can get yourself an excellent lunch there while we're entertaining your youngsters. Now, the path running alongside the river, that leads down to the beach, as I expect you've all discovered already. And of course our lovely barbecue area is down there on the sand. Oh, one last thing. I hope you all remember to bring everything you need, but if there's anything you've forgotten, you may well find it for sale in our mini market. It's easy to find, right next to this restaurant and just a few steps from the swimming pool. You can't miss it.